up.
Crossover.
Oh, killer crossover.
Just crossover.
It just crossed him over nastily.
Another victim to the crossovers. Cross him up and sit him down.
The Crossover is brought to you by William Hill Caesars Sports on 1620 The Zone.
Time for the Crossover now. Gary Sharp's show starts now. Gary, one simple question. If you know the one guy can beat you, don't you walk him? I mean, isn't Freddie Freeman like the one guy that's going to beat him? He'd already hit a home run off him.
Dude, he's
how about walk that
he's
guy?
He's Wade Boggs with power.
How about walking that guy? He's the guy.
He's going to look good next year playing for the Yankees.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay.
Who's the NL MVP?
This year?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Well,
Is it Bryce Harper?
I would like it to be Juan Soto.
It's going to be between Soto and Harper.
Mm-hmm.
You think Harper gets it?
I don't know. I wouldn't count out Juan Soto.
It's going to be interesting.
I'd like that.
It's weird that both MVPs, neither one were really in a playoff factor.
Yeah, neither a division winner like the Atlanta Braves.
Well, who's going to win the AL MVP?
Otani.
No playoffs. No playoff people, right?
Yeah.
Well, at one point, he was like minus 2,000.
In the American League, so here's the scenario. In both the American League and National League, you could have the MVP and the Cy Young weren't even in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Because the NL Cy Young could be Zach Wheeler.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think
it could be.
It could, but Mad Max will get it.
And then Otani and Robbie Ray.
Yeah, the thing about it is I don't know, man. Maybe it's just me.
It is you.
I like Guerrero Jr.
Okay. Do we have to have this debate again?
No, because all you're going to tell me about is pitching.
No, pitching and hitting. He's a top 10 pitcher and hitter in the same season.
Yeah, I almost had a guy win a triple crown, though. And his team was actually good. So, and he mattered.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
He hit every day and pitched about every sixth or seventh day.
Yeah. Well, might say more about the league than it does him.
A lot of guys are hitting pitching this day, I understand.
Of guys don't have the opportunity.
So, do we want to speculate what Vlad would have looked like on a mound?
Mm-mm. It's not what he does, but you know the crazy thing about that? Do you think it's harder to pitch every 7 days or to be a good two-way player? Right? Like, we act as though defense doesn't matter. Like, there are a lot of guys that lay it on the line playing defense.
Was he a bad defender?
No.
Otani? Oh.
No. But it's like pitching is exponentially, like, more significant than being an everyday good defensive player. I don't know. Just me. It's just not a head and shoulders discussion, in my opinion.
The estimate is that they're saying that Sean is going to get 15, Vladimir Guerrero's going to get 9, and then they have Marcus Semien getting 5. That's the estimate in terms of first place votes. It
would have been nice if he could have stayed healthier a little longer.
Well,
Marcus.
So you're going to bat for Guerrero Jr., and that's fine. I mean, he had one of those magical years, unfortunately in a year where Otani is doing what he did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Otani hit 45-plus home runs. He stole 25-plus bases, okay? Is Salvador Perez.
Yeah, I don't even know where that came from.
See,
he was like Buster Posey with power.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you wait 37 years to have a career year. Although Posey's been good before, but he sure took some time off in between.
Here's the final odds that when it closed at Bryce Harper minus 275, Juan Soto plus 325.
Yeah.
That's where it closed.
So I think the AL, the top five, will be Otani, Guerrero Jr., Semien, Salvi, and then Cedric Mullins from the Orioles.
Yeah.
And then I think in the National
League. You don't
think
Judge will get votes?
He'll get votes, but I don't know.
He won't finish in top five?
I think he'll be sixth.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Cedric Mullins on an awful team had a really, really good year.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the National League, it's either going to be Harper or Soto, and then probably Tatis Jr., and then Goldschmidt, and then probably Trey Turner is going to finish in the top five.
Yeah, he balled.
Otani finished up.
He's going to have to be good tomorrow. I know that.
For the award.
That's for darn sure.
Well, it's a good thing that they don't wait until the postseason. You know, they factor in the postseason.
Is it a regular? You think it's just a regular season award for you?
That's 162 games.
That's good. That's good enough.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's a pretty big sample size.
Yeah, it's different than the Heisman. It makes sense to factor in your final game that you're playing. That makes more sense. That's a long stretch.
I mean, and there are, how many times have we ever seen like the NFL MVP or the NBA MVP not be in the postseason? I mean, it's kind of rare that you could have four winners and they don't play in the postseason of baseball. That's got to maybe never happen.
Well, in the NFL, they all will be. Dak will be. Brady will be. Herbert will be.
Kyler Murray will be.
Yeah, the only times it didn't happen is like you have to go back to the 60s when you had those Bears teams that weren't very good, but they had two of the best players in football on either side of the ball. But I can't think of other times.
Yeah, because I think you have four quarterbacks that are the front runners right now, right?
Yep. I think the last thing I looked, Kyler Murray had the best odds. Kyler Murray had the best odds last time I looked on Monday.
Kyler, Tom, Justin, Dak, and I'm missing one.
Aaron?
No.
He wasn't in the top five.
Who am I missing? Sound like Bo. Who am I missing?
Well, I can tell you who you're not. I mean, like Mahomes, Bridgewater.
He was in the votes.
He's not who I'm thinking Stafford of. I would actually have Mahomes before Stafford. I'm missing one that I think you could like legitimately make the case for.
I don't know. I'm being told all week that Mahomes is done. He's not special anymore.
Yeah.
Now, he does do some silly stuff, but he's still the elite of the elite in terms of QB talent.
We see what he looks like when he's trying to throw a touchdown pass for 21 points every time.
Yeah, he just probably needs to be more patient. I mean, a lot of quarterbacks would take 16 and 6 right now. Yeah. Although 6 picks in 5 games is a lot.
And then there have been probably at least half of those where he's forced them.
Josh Allen?
That's who I'm talking about.
Josh Allen's the favorite right now at
+450. No. Lamar Jackson. Yeah. Lamar Jackson.
Here's Lamar, who's
got better numbers than any point in his career.
Here's your odds. It goes Allen, Murray, Herbert, Prescott, Brady for your top 5. Then it goes Stafford, Rodgers, Lamar, Patrick, and Kirk Cousins.
Lamar Jackson is he belongs in the top 5-6.
But
dude, look at his career. What's his passer rating like now? Like 104?
Now what he did in the second half in terms of throwing the football and what he has gotten better in that area. But how many times
he's been a league MVP before, right?
Yes. You won it.
Okay, yeah. So guess what?
You won it.
His first 5 games this year are better than the first 5 games in his MVP season. I'm just saying. So for him not to be included would kind of be silly.
And I think that the only reason he's that low because it's the first week of him getting in to that point. Like, he jumped up big. This next week, if he plays well again, he'll jump.
There's
still the Detroit game where he didn't play well, and then there's another game where he didn't play well.
So we spent a lot of time around here going,
two games where he didn't play well, and it kind of, like, dropped his eyes.
I don't know about that.
This whole week-to-week odd thing is
tough. We spend around here going, a bounce here, a bounce there, you could be 6-1.
Mm.
Okay? Look at Baltimore. So Baltimore's 4-1.
Oh, I know.
They are.
Could have a losing record.
They are a fumble by Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yep. Yeah.
They are an overtime game.
Yeah.
They are a record-setting
field goal.
And they are away from a missed field goal.
No, I get it.
Yeah, it's the margin of error. It's inch by inch. You want me going to Pacino here?
Yeah. We did yesterday.
You could be the Vikings. I mean, it's tough out here. It's hard to win. It is really, and I was telling.
I'm sure the Buffalo Bills feel that way.
I was trying to read this. Oh, that's Hollinger on Russ. Oh, hey, so Russell Westbrook appears to just be giving basketballs to anybody during the preseason. You want a ball here? Here it is. You gonna take care of the ball at some point, or
you gonna be able to handle this season?
No,
I didn't think so.
No.
Okay.
And I like Russ.
Yeah, but you liked Russ, and then he wasn't on your team. So I'll be curious to see what you're like this winter.
But they did get one of my favorites of all time. I'm a huge Melo guy. Huge Melo guy. But again, not a lot of Lakers I like love, even though I love the franchise. I certainly don't love LeBron. I don't even know if I like LeBron.
All right, so if you had a
buy. I don't love AD.
If somebody, like your wife, was going to give you a Christmas present of a Lakers jersey, what number would you want?
7.
Okay.
7. Give me Mellow.
Okay.
She'd probably tell me I need to mellow out anyway. I don't know. I mean, I'm not wearing anybody else's. I don't even like jerseys. So I guess I would go with the guy that I actually like. And if he wasn't so good with his charitable contributions in his community, I probably wouldn't like him either.
Wow. He's a Syracuse guy. I've always loved him.
No, I like Melo.
Got the
man.
Championship.
I mean, nice. Carmelo Anthony has had one of the more storied careers in just overall in basketball.
Yeah.
For his 1 year at Syracuse. Did you ever hear the story about what Melo wanted to do after that championship season? So he was telling this story on a podcast. I heard this about a month ago. So, like, the first part of the year, he didn't like Syracuse. It was cold.
I'm sure it was.
He was away from home. Mm-hmm. He was like, you know, I don't know.
And play so, in the zone.
And so Boeheim was like, you know what? Don't worry. Don't worry. We're going to get into conference play. You're going to see it's going to be different. It's going to be different. So as the season goes along, like Melo is doing Melo things, and that team, you know, eventually wins the national championship. But Melo said, I started going to the Union hanging out with other students. He goes, I started going to, like, parties. He goes, I started hanging out with people that I go to school with.
Yeah.
He goes, I started going to class. He goes, it was kind of cool. He goes, I didn't know that, you know, there were other students on campus that were, like, my age. And I was like, what? So he said, I became really comfortable. So after they won the national championship, this is Melo telling this story. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. They get back to Syracuse, and they have the big celebration and everything. Yeah. And he comes into Boeheim's office, and he says, Coach, he goes, I really like it here. And Boeheim says, no, you don't. He goes, you're leaving. And he goes, no. He goes, I'm having fun. Yeah. This is pretty cool to go to college and play basketball. And Boeheim said, that was good for 1 year. You're gone.
Yeah, he goes, I'm not, that story
I'm not letting you come back. Yeah. And because Melo was like,
he said, if I cared about the kid, I had to tell him, go make your money. You're going to be a millionaire.
Yeah. But Carmelo said, I was finally like a student. Yeah. He goes, I would go to the Union and just hang out and sit at tables with random people. We just talk. He goes, it was kind of cool.
It's a really cool university. It's a great campus. I could see that.
Hey, have you seen? So I noticed this watching the Syracuse Wake Forest game. They redid the roof.
They put the lighting system in.
The light looks
it's so cool.
Yeah, you know how it used to be dark in the Carrier Dome?
Yeah, not anymore.
Now it's like super bright. Because
they also changed the patches or whatever they call that. They change them so each one is the light comes through now. It looks so much better.
I would love. I mean, that's a long way up there, and I think it's probably cold in January and February. I'd like to go to a game in the Carrier Dome.
Yeah, pass. It's loud, man. It is incredibly loud.
I could barely get back to my car.
Did you not get into basketball with the old Big East? And you see Syracuse, Georgetown, and you got Pearl Washington playing, and you got the orange mascot running up and down the sidelines.
I saw him play St. John's. Oh my God, it was so loud in the building.
Syracuse was on like every Monday night on Monday on ESPN. Yeah. Syracuse was the 6 o'clock Central.
It rotated. Even Providence was on occasionally. It was good times, man.
It was St. John's, Georgetown, Syracuse.
Honestly,
they're all
the best time of my life. Really, when I look back, it was by far the best time of my life. I was so happy. At that time in my life,
I don't even know what that would look like.
It was awesome. So you go
him being happy.
Like 81 through like 87. Oh my God.
That's right. You got a world championship in there with your baseball team.
It was awesome. You had Syracuse getting there. I went to the title game, by the way, the Keith Smart shot.
Nolens.
I went to the 82 championship game and watched Jordan hit the shot. I went to Albuquerque and saw that happen. I went to Dallas in 86 and saw Never Nervous Purvis win. I had the greatest 7-year stretch of any young kid following college basketball. It was awesome. And helps to have somebody, you know, as a coach in your family. But
and at the how'd you handle that? Because at the same time, weren't you wearing a paper bag over your head for your football?
No,
team?
I was 80. The year I got back was the year they went 1-15. I made so much money. We were joking about this the other day. We would make our bags. We cut holes out of them. Yeah. We would decorate them. You go take the bus down there. You sell the bags, $1.50. Get back on the bus. Go home. Watch the game. That's 1980 for me.
Still knows how to make a buck.
I was 11 years old making a little bit of money.
A natural born hustler.
It was good times, man. God, it was good times in my life. Uh-huh. Then I got old and that sucked.
That happens.
Yeah, I know. It happens to all of us. I found out today that, by the way, I feel good though because 52 years old is the year that you start getting grumpy, according to a recent survey. So it's not just me, it's my age. Says you only laugh three times a day.
You got about a 7-year head start on that.
I'm going to say that of the last couple of years gets pushed back to younger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a lot of crab apples.
All right, guys, have fun rowing the boat. Is that what you're doing?
Man, I don't know, man.
You're rowing the boat.
I'm not rowing a boat.
Why aren't you rowing the boat?
Why would I want to row? I am going to the game.
All right.
I am going to the game. I will call in on the way.
Can't wait.
I'll call into your show.
I can't wait.
You're doing the show with John, right?
I have no idea. I
think you're doing the show with John.
I know I'm doing the show.
You don't know who you're doing with?
Who knows
it's
around
John.
Here now?
His name's like, John Bishop.
Just a random hodgepodge of people that are doing
I think it's
shows.
John Bishop you're doing the show with. Yeah. All right. So I'll call in from there.
All right. Well, say hello to my buddy Brady up there. He runs the stadium.
John Brady?
Hey. Brady Bursch. He just said, you coming this weekend. I said, no, but Michael is.
I know. I just started thinking back
people
when I was a happy person.
Around here.
How you doing, Gage?
Right? Yeah, that couldn't have been pretty. That couldn't have been
a phone call to Chris Kleiman.
You know, all you do, you send a text. I ain't coming. Don't call. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, that's...
I ain't coming. Don't call.
No, this is when you're dealing with college, not like when you're a date or something.
No, I'm talking about... remember? That's the text that was sent to Bill Callahan.
Hey.
Not coming. Don't call.
Thanks for recruiting me. I'm going to stay home.
Hey, you know what?
Holler at your boy.
Hey, remember all those memes we had back in the summer when I said yes and you sent me a cool edit?
You said memes? Memes?
No. Memes. Oh. Memories.
Who says that? How old are you?
Memories.
What are you doing?
Memories.
That's his.
Memories.
What is a mem, Sharpie? What the hell?
Mems. Thanks for the mems. Peace out.